no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
Today we are going to jumpstart attitude. Now, attitude was something I was basically criticized for as a child, mostly being told that, well, of course, I was criticized for breathing, but I was criticized for having a bad attitude because I had a bad attitude. And Earl Nightingale, who many of you know is my idol, I've got an autographed letter that he sent me a few years before he made his transition. And he talks about attitude. Attitude is the most important thing in the world. Stephen Covey has talked about it. You can hardly find someone who doesn't talk about attitude. In fact, someone great. And in fact, if you look at the writings and teachings, not writings, of course, but teachings of Jesus Christ, he talked about attitude. Attitude would be things like loving your neighbor. Attitude would be things like giving thanks in advance. That was one of the things that a lot of people miss when they study prayer, but I remember reading a book on prayer when I was in ministerial school and talking about how Jesus always thanked God in advance. He thanked God and then he asked. He didn't ask. He thanked God as if it were a fait accompli. Jesus had a pretty good attitude, I would say, wouldn't you? So what is attitude? I actually looked the word up this morning and I want to talk to you specifically about cultivating a certain type of attitude or types of attitude. So an attitude, let me say this again, an attitude is a way of thinking or feeling about someone or something, typically one that is reflected in a person's behavior. Wow, let me say that again. A settled way of thinking. Let me just stop right there. I'll read the whole thing. One second thought. A settled way of thinking or feeling about someone or something, typically one that is reflected in a person's behavior. So number one, attitude is a settled way of thinking. It is not ambiguous. It is a point of view that you have settled upon. It's a belief. Your attitude is a belief. And remember, we talk a lot about belief because belief drives your life. Your beliefs are simple. You look up the word believe, and it simply means that which you have decided is true. Let me say that again. That which you have decided is true. Notice the word decided. Notice in the word attitude, the word settled. Settled. It's a done deal. This is in my mind. I am a this supporter. I believe in this religion. I believe in this treatment for prisoners. I believe in this kind of a socioeconomic structure. This is actually your attitude is indistinguishable from your belief because it is what you believe. If you walk out into the world believing that people are angry and scary and going to hurt you, which really was something I struggled with for many years. That, I think, is one of the sources of social anxiety. You're afraid of society. You're afraid of going out there. And I've discovered that over the years, by number one, changing my attitude, changing what I believe about other people, not going out expecting people to be challenging, dangerous, difficult. And it's a struggle for me because what happened was because of my attitude for years, the universe reinforced my attitude. I went out afraid, concerned, anxious about people, and then things went wrong. So to begin to change my behavior, I need to change my attitude and to begin to believe that people are not inherently threatening. The other thing that I need to do is to change my behavior, as I say, and that is to learn to put a smile on my face when I'm around people that maybe in my social anxiety I come across as aloof or threatening or whatever, but to instead put a smile on my face and put a smile in my eyes now that we're wearing masks and to talk friendly and cheerfully to everyone. It's a choice that we get to make. Now, why do we do it? Why do we do it? Why do we talk about having a positive attitude as opposed to a negative attitude? Why is it important? By the way, let me break down for you. I've done this many times, but if you're new, you need to know this. The word positive doesn't mean that you expect everything to work out perfectly all the time. That's not positive thinking. That's stupid thinking. Everything's not going to work out positively or perfectly all the time. However, you can be positive in the situation. And here's what I mean. The word positive means that which is present. That which is present, all right? We are positive. One, I'm looking for stuff on my desk here. One cell phone, okay, in this shot right now. We are positive one cell. Now we are negative. Any cell phones in this shot right now. So being positive does not mean being a bliss ninny. Being positive means taking what you have, what is present, and making the most out of what is present instead of focusing on what is missing. I'm taking a second to breathe because many of you say that I get to talking like a hurricane and I don't slow down to breathe. However, I'm very conscious that I only have a few minutes a day to affect your attitude. And let's go back. I ask the question, why do I do it? Why do you do it? Why should you go out with a better attitude? The world reflects it back. The world reflects back to you who you are. Dennis Waitley said, you won't always get in life what you want, but you'll always get what you expect. And your attitude is your expectation. Your attitude, when you read something negatively or when you open your emails, and when I say you, I got 3-4 fingers all pointing back at me, because me too. When I go to open an email or something like that, if I'm nervous or concerned or my attitude is, oh, this is going to be bad. Sometimes I literally have trouble reading and understanding what is in an email. I'll make misjudgments, miscalculations. There will be misunderstandings. And it's all because of my attitude. My attitude. So how is your attitude today? I'm going to take a second and let you answer that question. I'd like for you to comment. My attitude is, we're going to do a little poll here. Today, my attitude is, just type it in the comment section. I look forward to seeing your responses. And while you do that, I want to share with you the type of attitude that I want you to cultivate. So share with me first and foremost, what's your attitude today? And then I want to share with you what I invite you to cultivate. Number one, cultivate being hopeful. Being hopeful. Now, what is hope? I've told the story before about when my mom had a heart attack and lay dying in a coma. And she started to show signs of improvement. Several people said to me, several nurses, doctors, etc., don't get false hope, don't get false hope, don't get false hope. And yet she kept getting better. And so I wrote on a piece of paper and taped it to the monitor in her room, there's no such thing as false hope. The word hope means a wish, okay? So you wish something coupled with a confident expectation. Hope is a wish coupled with a confident expectation. I confidently expect this to happen. So do you confidently expect your wishes to come true? Or do you sit around and secretly go, you know, yeah, right, Wayne's World, when monkeys fly out of my butt. No. The hardest part about achieving goals, getting our wishes, is truly beginning to believe that we have them and can do them and we deserve them. So cultivate an attitude of being hopeful. What are your wishes? Can you have a confident expectation? You expect it confidently, which seems almost superfluous, an expectation of fulfillment. confident expectation of fulfillment. The second attitude I want you to cultivate is gratitude. Yes, yes, yes. I know you've heard. Attitude of gratitude. We used to, there's an old Unity song we'd sing on Sunday mornings. Jerome, I know, knows it. I've got a attitude, I've got a attitude, I've got an attitude of gratitude. There. So maybe that'll become an earworm for you. The thing is, you cannot simultaneously, because of the law of mental exclusivity, you cannot simultaneously look around and focus on what's wrong and what's missing and feel good. But if you look around and focus on what is good and what is present, that's really all you can ever do in any moment. And that is the height of a good attitude. That is a settled way of thinking or feeling about someone or something, typically one that is reflected in a person's behavior. So sadly, the word attitude often includes a judgment of other people. We look at their behavior and we judge that person based on their attitude or who they are. So let me see, what are some of your responses here to what your attitudes are? Let's see. Dominic says, hello. Amy. Hi, Amy. Says, attitude of gratitude. See, you beat me to the punch. I love it. Linda Farrell, hopeful. There you go. See, look at this. You guys should be teaching this, not me. Positive, Sarah Green says. Good. I'm glad I could shine some concept on idea on the concept of positivity. Happy and thoughtful, says Elizabeth Fogg. Awesome. Michelle Schlefsky says, really positive. Very good. Liz Schmidt says, my attitude today is happy and excited for the day. Woo, awesome. Michelle Doherty says, anticipating. That's always a good thing. You know, one of the secrets of happiness, believe it or not, is anticipation. They found that if you offer to take somebody out to an expensive meal and they say, oh my gosh, I'd love to go, and then you ask them at the end how much they enjoyed it, if you ask them and take them out 2 weeks later or a week later, they enjoyed the meal far more because they had a chance to anticipate it. So anticipation is a wonderful thing. Sometimes it can lead to frustration. So let's be careful of that. Today, my attitude is hopeful, says Ashley Day. Also a top fan. Love your picture. Active and energetic. Well, Mike, I would expect nothing else of you. Today, my attitude is peaceful, says Heather. Once again, I want to thank Michelle Doherty for doing our endorsement for the complaint-free meditation program. I always look forward to meditating every morning, sitting down and taking time to breathe, to relax, to become centered, to ground. As I've said before, it's like you walk around shuffling your feet every day on carpet, and you need to discharge all of that, and you don't want to discharge it out on your children, your coworkers, your spouse, your dog. So if you haven't checked out complaint-free meditation, be sure and do that. We'd love to have you with us. Teachers can't afford being anything other than positive, happy, and motivated. Cynthia, I'm going to do a whole jumpstart on that probably, because I'm guessing what you would say, knowing you, is the class reflects that back. Amazing, isn't it? Earl Nightingale said, if you don't like the way the world is treating you, you're not treating the world right. You need to change your attitude. Once you do, things will improve. Enjoy today, everybody. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.